What's in the news today?
With so many stories.
Dozens of stories.
We're bound to miss a few.
I'm sorry, did I miss something?
It's In Case We Missed It with the Killer Bees.
And here's the stuff you missed.
Brendan Riley filling in for Joel Blank. Somebody might be having to fill in for me tomorrow. B-Max behind the glass. These are the stories we've been dying to get to. We just haven't had the chance to get to them yet. Aaron Judge. I can't believe you put this in here, Brendan. Aaron Judge. He made history yesterday. What is it, sixth place now all time on the home run list? I think it's sixth.
I feel like we should say history seventh? While doing air quotes.
Hey. Congratulations, Aaron Judge. Seventh most single season home run in baseball history.
You guys know that meme where they shows the guy celebrating, popping the champagne bottles, biting on the medal, and then it zooms out and he's in third place?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge is in sixth.
He can't even make the podium.
He can't even make the podium.
I want to be clear. I did not put that on the rundown.
Have you seen the projected prices
on this baseball versus the Pujols baseball?
Yeah, I was surprised by this. $2 million they said right now, right?
Versus the Pujols ball being like $100,000.
That's so weird.
I would buy the Pujols ball.
I don't even think it's close.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's close. The Pujols ball is so much cooler.
Yeah.
But supposedly this Aaron Judge ball is going to be worth over $1 million.
You were educating this to me the other day, how you know the demand's going to be higher on Judge's ball, Yankee fans, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know this. I would speculate that if you just ran a poll across all of America, which ball would you rather have? The average person would probably say the Pujols ball.
I think so.
But there are only so many people who can afford either of them. And there's a much, 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 much bigger base of Yankees fans who are going to be interested in the Aaron Judge ball than there are fans interested in the Pujols ball.
Which of these two people do you like less, Aaron Judge or Albert Pujols?
I don't really hate either one of them.
The Pujols home run off of Brad Lidge was so long ago that I barely even remember it, so it's really neither.
And I didn't care about that home run.
You weren't here.
I like Aaron Judge slightly more, and this is like not a great competition. I find Aaron Judge to be a pleasant human being. I find him to be fine. I don't like that he's with the New York Yankees. Albert Pujols, I have sports hate for. Like, I don't care if that Lidge thing happened so long ago. It lives in the back of my mind, just like John Stockton hitting a game series ending shot. No.
Because I was right with you. I mean, when he hit that home run, I sat in silence for what felt like 10 hours.
No, that's forever going to haunt my sports dreams.
Pujols did win a World Series against my team, too, and I still don't. He has big moments against my team, and I don't.
When Kenny Rogers had the Tootsies on his hand?
I mean, I guess they got blown out in that series, so
it
maybe it's
sweep,
not.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. No. I don't remember. I think they won 1-1. Yeah, I think they might have won 1.
Did you see the dude fall from the stands trying to catch the Judge
ball? I tried
to
watch it 9 times. I couldn't tell for sure that it was a person.
It was absolutely a person.
I thought it was confirmed.
And it was by design. He like did it on purpose, trying to catch it off the ricochet because it was far away from him.
You don't get to keep the ball if that happens.
I don't know. I was wondering that.
I'm willing to bet that you don't get to keep the ball if it requires you falling into the field.
Yeah, I was wondering. Well, he didn't go into the field.
I know, but
the security escorted him after the game.
Yeah, I don't.
If you were able to get it there and security's escorting you out of the game, do you get to keep the ball?
How much bodily harm would you go through to catch a $2 million ball?
Oh, I would let Mike Tyson punch me in the face for $2
million. Yeah, I would take that. I would take that punch.
Yeah, I would break my leg for $2 million.
I would, yeah.
Would you break both legs for $2 million?
You could break anything. As long as there's no permanent damage, I don't care.
I mean, if you're breaking both legs, good chance there's some permanent damage. At this age?
Yeah, bones heal.
This age?
Yeah.
You might walk funny.
I mean, you might walk funny.
I could say that at 39 that I might not be the same, but Brendan's fine.
You get a double leg break, you might not walk the same the rest of your life.
But you got a cool story.
My answer is anything up into
$2 million.
Significant permanent damage. I don't think I'd be willing to like have walking issues for the rest of my life for $2 million.
I'd be okay with it. Yeah, I'd be okay with it.
I've had enough health concerns since I moved here. I care a little bit more about my health now.
Like, if you have a slight limp, I mean, someone's going to ask you, like, hey, how'd you get that limp?
It would be a good story.
$2 million. Herman's saying, I don't like Judge just because of the way he acted towards Altuve. That ticked me off because they cheated, too. That's the biggest gripe I have about Aaron Judge, is the way that he cheated me from the MVP.
I had to pick one, it would be him, but I don't, like, hate either of them.
I like Judge slightly more than Pujols. Yesterday there was a basketball game between a couple of teams that have great NBA draft prospects. The G League Ignite taking on the Metropolitans. I don't even know how the Metropolitans have these players. They had a player with an interesting last name, and it's not the projected number one draft pick. They had a dude named Ho You Fat.
How confident are you in that pronunciation?
I mean, it's spelled H-O-O-U-Y-O-U Fat, F-A-T.
And now, you as a play-by-play guy, I'm sure you've dealt with some difficult names.
I think B-Mac.
In fact, I know you have B-Mac, you were play-by-play guy of the Dynamo because I was on the other side.
Yeah, B-Mac, B-Mac used to run the board at Highway to Hell, and I called Dynamo games. Did you dump me, or was that BP?
I think
Brandon Porter.
BP,
yeah, Brandon Porter dumped me once for saying something on the air I should not have been saying.
It happens.
There was a Chicago United player named Evan Evenschutz.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
But that's his real name.
That's his real name.
That's not why I got dumped. Not why I got dumped, but combining that name with Chicago's nickname of a city, not so innocent. Anyways, this basketball game had the projected number one draft pick in the NBA draft. You wanna venture the guess?
Oh,
the name
I probably should have listened to it before we got on. Absolutely no chance.
My throat's sore, so I'm just not capable of doing it. Victor Wembanyama, I think, is his name. No, I don't think that's his name. Anyways, he went off yesterday, 37 points. He had 7 threes. He's like this 7'4 dude with a wingspan that's like 9'3", blocked 5 shots. He's a unicorn. He's Chet Holmgren on steroids. Well, maybe not.
He hit 7 threes.
He hit 7 threes.
7 threes.
7 threes, 37 points. The thing that I looked at, though, this dude's 7'4", and he had 4 rebounds.
That's a little concerning.
Cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Soft.
How are you going to stop this man from shooting? Who is going to guard him?
Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
But he's healthy.
Yeah, he might be the only court.
Admittedly.
Greek freak.
This dude is also tiny. Like, supposedly they think he'll fill out, but he is tiny. He is a
stick figure.
Is there any part of you that goes, man, I just kind of wish the Rockets had sucked like a year later? Like, because they're probably.
They could get them. They're in
it's
play.
It's probably going to require a favorable lottery bounce.
Sure.
I think that is possible.
The way the lotto is stacked right now, though, it requires a favorable
bounce. You are right.
There's
not that much of a heavy lean to the top like there used to be. If you don't make the playoffs, you're in play at the top, picking the top goal.
Are you suggesting the Rockets embrace the suck for one more year?
I'm not.
You know what's funny? Is I saw a host at Highway to Hell suggesting the Rockets embrace the suck for one more year.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I'm not, but... You know, I'm seeing the same thing with my team. Like, I think that the last couple of years were maybe not. Look, Jalen Green, like him, and we're obviously happy about Jabari Smith. I don't think either of those guys are viewed the way that this dude is, Victor dude. Like, he is viewed as like a generational, truly a generational prospect.
Yeah,
sometimes they miss. But it would be nice to have one of those guys.
I mean, 4 rebounds when you're 7'4". I'm just saying.
7 three-pointers.
Bust alert.
I do not care.
No, he does look like a once-in-a-generation type of player. Hopefully the Rockets maybe could suck one more year to get him. Who knows? Carlos Correa, he was a number one pick once upon a time by the Houston Astros. This quote came last week. Carlos Correa comparing himself to, I don't even know, something really fancy.
I go to the mall and I go to the Dior store and I want something, I get it. I ask how much it costs and I buy it. So if you really want something, you just go get it. So, I'm the product here. And if they want my product, you know, they just got to come get it.
Carlos Correa sounds like Ariana Grande.
He sounds like he's making a heel turn.
That sounds like a promo from the Million Dollar Man.
Dude, whenever I saw this, he's actually turning into Anna Delvey. Whenever I saw this, I only saw the... I only saw the transcript of it. I didn't see the audio. I didn't hear the audio at first. I thought it was made up. I thought it was like one of those hoax accounts that always just like makes up these
stupid
quotes.
Those are so popular now.
I really thought it was fake.
It feels like an unnecessary brag. Like, yeah, I can go to the department store and buy anything I want. We know, bro.
I
got a $1 million contract.
I got it.
I really
telling you, it's Ariana Grande.
I really thought he was fake.
I love it.
I really thought it was fake. And then I heard it. I was like, wow, he really did say that.
The first time you put it on the rundown, you implied that you didn't like it. I love it. I think that is great.
I mean, I think it is a very obnoxious quote. I think Carlos Correa has always been about top dollar. I think that was very evident by the fact.
I mean, even outside of Houston before last year, everyone hated Carlos Correa. It didn't really matter.
Oh, I know.
So lead into the heel character.
It's there was a once upon a time where people in Houston didn't like Carlos Correa.
True.
How about the little masseuse breaking his rib and Carlos exactly. Correa was being called Jadeveon Clowney, and then all of a sudden everybody loves Carlos Correa.
I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other when he's like, oh, if I go into the store and I buy what I want. I don't care about that part. I thought the part where he was like, I am the product.
I am Dior.
I am the product.
I am your and your paw.
Pay me. At that part, I had an appreciation.
He's going to opt out. Like, I mean, it's very telling that he's going to opt out. I think he's going to be a Baltimore Oriole. That's my wild prediction for hot stove. You know what would be good for Carlos Correa?
If you believe that, you should go and bet that in Vegas.
Yeah, it would pay well.
Those odds can't be near the
top. You think I can find that in Vegas?
Probably not in Vegas, but you can find it offshore.
I can find it on BetUS.com.
There you go.
This would be good for Carlos Correa's career. A move to third base. A move to third base would benefit Carlos Correa long term. Hear me out. I think Carlos Correa actually took a step back defensively this year. We didn't see him every day, so we didn't see it. He's still good defensively, but he took a step back to where he was last year. I think Carlos Correa has potential to bulk up for what has been a pretty slender frame, and that he would hit for more power. I think he could be a 35 home run guy if he bulks up and moves to third base.
Well, I my understanding is nobody thinks that's coming.
That he's going to bulk up and move to
third
base?
At least not until he has to.
Baltimore, pay him $40 million to play third base.
He's the product.
He's Dior, and you're very poor.
You don't change the product.
How about this one from the Big 12? The Big 12 this week, every single one of their games, every single one is a ranked matchup in the Big 12. Every single one with the exception of one. You have TCU-Kansas. Both TCU and Kansas are ranked. They're both in the top 20. Oklahoma State, seventh-ranked team in the country, is hosting Texas Tech. And Kansas State is on the road in Ames, Iowa. 20th-ranked Wildcats on the road at Iowa State. The only Big 12 game this week that features zero-ranked teams is at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas as Texas and Oklahoma face off as unranked teams, the only unranked matchup in the entire Big 12.
Is Texas back?
You couldn't resist that. As soon as I saw that run, I was like, Jeremy cannot
resist
that.
I'm just saying. This is fact. I'm just reporting the news. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger.
I think it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. I know that people who are within the fan bases still care about that game.
Me, very soon to be a new member of the new Big 12, love it, obviously, will also be willing to admit that Texas and Oklahoma as ranked teams is much better for the product of college football.
It's a very, one of my biggest beef with college football, and college football people don't agree with me, but I think there's so little games worth watching. Most of it just doesn't matter.
Ooh, that's a hot take.
I just think most of it doesn't matter. Like, over the course of a season, there's like 15 games that actually matter.
Well, the playoff's going to change.
Yes, absolutely. But currently, there's so little that matters. And that's a game like that feels like it matters whether or not in the end of the season it will.
Uh-huh.
It feels like it should.
Should.
And when you don't have the ratings on there, it takes away from it a little bit.
I love to watch college football.
And I'm
not a big college player. To watch the prospects, to see what they're going to be, you know, someday in the NFL. But you're right. You know, with prior to this playoff, which has always been in college football, you do have a lot of games that aren't going to matter when it comes to the ultimate stake of a national championship. It's why I love the expanded playoff. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. All right, let's have that conversation that one of the callers hijacked a little bit earlier. Would you, as a Houston sports fan, trade the Texans' first pick, good chance it's the top overall pick, to guarantee the Astros make the World Series? 713-780-ESPN. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Your team's our priority. Join the conversation with the Killer Bees. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Brendan Riley in for Joel Blank. Jeremy almost left me here alone. Jeremy, you plan on doing the rest of the show? I know you're struggling.
This is my flu moment, Michael Jordan flu game, Kirk Gibson rounding first base.
You commented on it at the beginning, and I was like, you sound fine. And I can be struggling a little bit more as the show goes, but... Almost left me alone for the last 45 minutes here. I thought you honestly took off.
You know, I felt better today than I did yesterday. But the voice is
you
sliding.
Didn't. You sounded totally fine at the start. And I don't know what happened.
It's deteriorating. It's getting worse. Usually I have my spicy chai tea that helps me out. That usually gets me through.
Well, I just wanted to take a moment to call you out because I thought you were leaving me alone.
Well, I was making my spicy chai tea. That's the reason that I was a little bit late. I had to. I had no choice.
You got to do what you got to do to get through, I guess.
Pager says that Brendan can carry the show. You want to give it a shot?
carry the show? I don't know about that.
I don't mind ducking out at 220. I don't mind ducking out at 220. Anyways, we asked you the question going to break. Would you trade the Texans' first pick? Look, it could be the very first pick of the draft. It could be franchise quarterback. It could be whatever QB you want. C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young. If you like my guy, it's Will Levis. Would you trade that first pick to guarantee the Astros make the World Series? Doesn't mean they win it. Now, they can, but it gives you a bye. It gives you a bye into the Fall Classic. Would you do that?
What I thought was so interesting, like when I was, I mean, my question, so maybe I pat myself on the back a little bit here. But what I thought about what was interesting about it is the fact that you have another one, so you're not giving up your only first round draft pick. But you've been there and lost a couple times recently. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know where Texans fans, and well, I mean, it's both Texans and Astros fans sit. I don't think you can give your shot at a franchise quarterback up just to make the World Series.
I would do it in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even think twice. If it guarantees me that I don't want the, you know what stresses me out? I was looking at the schedule the other day. You know what stresses me out? A 5-game ALDS against either Toronto or Seattle. That stresses me out more. That stresses me out more than an ALCS. I hate 5-game series. Anything can happen in a 5-game series. If you go up against Toronto, they have two pitchers that could finish top five in Cy Young voting this year.
Let me ask, and we can get into all of it because I'm on the other side of you.
Yeah.
Would you give up the Texans first round pick just for a DS win?
No, I'm not going that far.
Well, it stresses you out more than the CS, so I didn't know.
No, I'm not going that far. But if I get a free pass to the World Series, because it includes both. It includes, you know, you're winning the DS, you're winning the CS. I would trade the Texans' first pick for an automatic trip to the World Series.
Whoever you meet in that World Series is going to be such a challenge. I think
that's true.
Probably a pretty good chance that you're not favored if you make it to the World Series. There's so much baseball to be played.
Definitely not favored if you face the Dodgers.
That's the only team, though. I think that they're favored.
Even the Mets, I mean, if fully healthy, that pitching staff.
Their pitching staff's not as good as the Astros, though.
At the top end.
Neither one of them's winning the Cy Young. Verlander won the Cy Young.
Yeah, but that's a full regular season award. Sure. That's not in October.
Well, and that's the thing.
Game series.
I respect that. I still Astros there.
There's still a lot of baseball that needs to be played before that decision is made.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, once you get there, it's still going to be really tough. I'm not giving up a potential franchise quarterback. Dude, it is so hard to watch the Texans right now because of their quarterback.
Houston sports fans have already done this. They sacrificed Deshaun Watson's ACL to win the World Series in 2017. Wasn't it the day of the parade? Tore his ACL? It's already happened once. Why can't we do it a second time in this city?
Because, if this question was, would you give up the Texans' first-round draft pick for the World Series win? I'm in. And I think you could make the case you give up both first-round draft picks for a World Series win.
Sure, no, but just give me that free ride. Do you know how many times the first pick of the NFL draft has failed? Do you know how often?
Do you know how many times somebody's gotten to the World Series and lost?
Half the time.
100%. Yeah. Well, sure, half the team. But somebody loses the World Series every time.
Half the time that's happened. Half the time it happens every time. But do you know how often that a first pick of the NFL draft has failed?
Yeah,
plenty. Everybody wants to embrace the suck. First picks in the NFL fail all the time. Look at all the first rounders that have been terrible. Blake Bortles is terrible. Jake Locker is terrible. Josh Rosen is terrible. That's why you can't rely on the first pick of an NFL draft.
How long are you willing to watch this embarrassing offense to get to the World Series?
Year.
Getting to the World Series is fun, but at some point, you win it or you're just leaving frustrated, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you have a 50-50 shot at that point. You have a 50-50 shot. So it increases your odds, like, how much, you think? I don't think the Astros have a 50-50 shot to win the World Series right now.
You know what I think part of our difference is? No, it obviously increases your shot. There's two series that you don't have to worry about. I think the biggest difference between you and I is I already feel so strongly that they should get there.
See, you are. You feel much more confident about it than I do. And Herman tweeting at us, I'm not doing it because I think the Astros are going to the World Series. So, like, there's certain people that think that way.
I feel like I'm taking less of a risk
in
just letting it play out than you do.
The Astros are the favorites to come out of the AL. So,
I do want to admit, and I don't want to get too deep down this rabbit hole. I came into show prep for today looking for to prove the narrative that teams that reach 105 wins have a ton of postseason success. the numbers do not back that up at all.
That's because the playoffs are a crapshoot.
There's been a lot of struggle for teams that have had as good of regular seasons as the Astros. In fact, I think there's been more teams who had that good of a regular season and struggled than found success.
Well, just the Dodgers playoffs last year, right?
The Dodgers last year and was the Giants last year? I think both of them.
The Giants won the division.
They both won 105 last year, and neither of them made it to the World Series.
Giants.
So there's, you know, the history would back your side. I just think this team is so good and so, like, there's not a clear weakness that I point to. Like, there's nowhere where I'm like, that's going to cost them.
You know what could cost them? The crapshoot that is the baseball playoffs.
I refuse to believe it. Why are we wasting all our time watching this if we're just playing craps?
Baseball, more than any other sport, is a coin flip game.
Why do we torture ourselves with watching sports that you're saying is the same thing as a crapshoot?
Because we like sports.
Oh, we're torturing ourselves.
Oh, there's no doubt. Being a sports fan is torture. There's no doubt about it. Like, even the very best teams. Like, the Astros have been one of the very best teams. And, like, sweating in ALDS is kind of torturous. Living the life of an Astro fan since 2019 has been a little bit of torture. Like, yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of torture just in sports in general.
Jeremy, could you imagine if you give up the Texans' first-round pick, you don't get a franchise quarterback?
It's fine. Give me the World
and
Series.
And then they lose in the World Series?
That would be heartbreaking. It'd be heartbreaking.
I can't even.
You know what would be bad, though? Is if they lose in the ALDS.
I don't get why you're so worried about Seattle. I've done
Seattle or Toronto. I don't care which one.
I did shows with you back in June and July when they were playing the Mariners. No,
hey, it's not the team. Brian, it's not the team.
He would be worried if the Astros had to take on
I remember Joel and Jeremy on the same show talking crap about the Mariners every time they played them as if they're no concern. But now we're all sudden it changes from July to October and they're different. 1927.
They just went losses away from being your season being over.
They just went on like a 45-day stretch where they didn't lose three games in 5 days. It did end recently, but they went on like a 45-day stretch where they didn't.
All it takes is one.
How many ALDSs have the Astros? This current stretch of the Astros, have they really even had to sweat?
Not many.
I mean, they beat the Red Sox in four.
They went to the game five against Tampa, right?
Yeah, that's They beat the White Sox in four. They beat the Red Sox in four in 2017. I think the only one they went to five was Tampa Bay.
Look, if you think that winning the ALDS in four games is not stressful, you're kidding yourself. a four-game series is stressful. If you lose game four, there's a game five.
They crushed the A's in 2020 in the weird year. The only one they had to sweat was the one against Tampa that you mentioned.
You're saying to me that a four-game ALDS is not a sweat. I disagree with that.
Not if it's the Mariners. I get the argument with Toronto with their pitching staff, but not the Mariners.
Jeremy is just sitting in front of his TV during the DS game one. Sweating.
Oh, no doubt. I'm sweating about it now.
A sweep is a sweat. He's pre-sweating. He's sweating before he even turns on the TV.
That's the reason I've lost my voice is because I'm thinking about the ALDS.
We have a long way to go until they play those games.
I know. It's going to get worse from here. It's only going to get worse. There is no improvement from here on out. 713-780-ESPN. Would you trade the Texans' first pick, their first pick, to guarantee that the Astros make the World Series? 713-780-3776. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned into the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
It's Brendan Riley filling in for Joel Blank. He's hanging out with the family. So, Brendan will be in today and tomorrow. BMAC behind the glass. Would you be willing to trade the Texans' first overall pick to guarantee that the Astros go to the World Series? Someone texted in and said, one important thing that you didn't mention, what are you trading the first pick for? You're trading it to guarantee that the Astros are going to the World Series.
I think this year, under the impression you also get something for the Texans, but that wouldn't be a challenge. We're trying to challenge you here.
Yeah, you get the last pick. You get Mr. Irrelevant in the NFL draft. 8437. I grew up with the Texans always being trash. I'm more than willing to give up their first round pick this next year for the Astros to make it to the World Series. As another year of suck from the Texans doesn't really faze me to this point. It's the apathy of Texans fan base.
Maybe it's just because I'm such a big football fan, but wasted. No, I don't want to use the word wasted, but like football seasons that are dead from the start are so hard to watch because, you know, you crave football all off season, and then you get to the season, and then it doesn't even matter, like, right from the jump. I just can't risk that. And I'm not, you know what?
But it is the one sport where if you know you're going to be bad, that you're still probably watching.
Well, sure, and that's fair. But I'll also say it is, even if you gave up the angle we're not talking about, even if you gave up the Texans' first pick, it doesn't mean that they wouldn't be significantly improved next year.
Because they already have another first-rounder.
They have another first-rounder. If you wanted to take a quarterback, you could still certainly figure it out. It wouldn't be as easy as it's probably going to be. But you could figure it out. I just win the World Series, and this is a no-brainer. The amount of things that you're willing to trade for a championship in any sport, you're willing to give a lot. But just to make it there, I think...
Sign me up.
Making it there and losing would be a fun run, but it would be a heartbreaker.
713-780-ESPN. Would you trade the Texans' first-rounder to guarantee that the Astros get to the World Series? ABC Eric, heck no. I have the utmost faith in the Astros to make it to the World Series without the Texans having to give up the number one overall pick. As much as I love the Stros, if the Texans gave up that pick, they would not be anything worth watching for years.
I'm not going to antagonize you like this, but I think you could make the case, if you're willing to make this trade,
what's that?
That you're not a great fan.
Fan of who?
The Astros. That you don't believe in your team.
I think it's the opposite.
You don't believe in your team enough to do it on their own.
Caring more about the Astros.
You're
trying
to take the magic of a promise just to get to the World Series. You won't trust them to do it on their own.
It has nothing to do with the Astros. It has everything to do with the MLB playoffs being a crapshoot. You just mentioned all the teams that have won 105 games and have not had great results in the playoffs. Why? Because the MLB playoffs are a crapshoot.
But Jeremy, have you ever gambled on something that was largely luck based?
Of course.
Don't you feel like you're good at it?
Yeah, I am great at pulling the slot machine. I am great at the cards being dealt to me in blackjack.
Do you not
feel
like that?
I am great at the dice being rolled. I'm not. I'm smarter than that.
I'm not.
I know the odds.
I'm a great poker player.
That's different.
My win-loss numbers don't say that.
Poker's not the same.
Ah, it's still cards. What are you talking about?
Poker's not the same. Poker's not the same.
Do you think there is more luck involved in the Astros winning an ALDS than winning a poker hand?
No, but I think there's more luck involved in a hand of blackjack than a hand of poker.
To be honest with you, I think comparing poker to the Astros is a great comparison.
Why?
There's some luck involved. You don't get to control every little thing, but if you are the better player over the long run, you're going to win. And that's how I look at the Astros.
Ooh, not in baseball. I cringe at hearing you talk this way. I cringe hearing you talk. It's baseball. Like, baseball is wacky. Baseball, look at the best teams in baseball. Look at their winning percentage. Look at the best team in the NFL. Look at the best team in the NBA. Look at their winning percentage. There is a reason that baseball is more of a coin flip probability than the other two sports.
But what reason have the Astros given you to have such doubt of them in the ALDS?
They've won 105 games in 162.
This isn't about the Astros.
No. They've had one ALDS they've sweated since 2017.
You're saying that a four-game series is not a sweat, which I disagree with.
So the Astros have cheated the coin flip. If it's a coin flip proposition, the Astros have cheated the coin flip time and time and time and time again.
They have. This isn't anything that it's not a testament against the Astros, a point against the Astros. It's a point for the crapshoot that is known as the Major League Baseball
playoffs.
I am
arguing that your coin flip analogy is unfair because the Astros are winning.
How is it unfair? It's closer. The best teams are closer to 50% in baseball than any other sport.
But what are the Astros?
The Astros, they've won 105 games.
But I'm saying even like postseason history, as BMAX pointing out.
Okay, let's go since 2017. They've been to three World Series in what, 6 years? 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22? So five.
Yeah, but that's two series.
They've been to the World Series 3 times in 5 years. So that's almost a coin flip.
How many times have they lost in the DS?
They haven't.
Zero.
They haven't.
The coin flip.
Look, I'm not saying that it is.
I think
this
is more of a testament to your stars as a sports fan than it is the Astros.
I think it's more of the fact that it's the Major League Baseball playoffs, and anything can happen in the Major League Baseball playoffs.
We've kind of had this conversation before, and honestly, I'm having fun with him right now, but I don't blame anybody who has the scars as a sports fan. Because it does hurt more.
I do have a lot of scars.
It does.
Like, I'm a lifetime Houstonian, the same as Jeremy, but I don't know.
ALDSs don't scare you?
No, the Mariners don't scare me.
Well, I mean, Mariners or Toronto.
I mean, Toronto scares me more. I'll give you Alec Manoah and Kevin Gausman are great pitchers at the top of the rotation.
Both probably going to finish in the top five in AL Cy Young voting.
But you wouldn't pick. I know Framber's scuffled a little bit in his last two starts, but I still think you would pick the Astros pitchers in those situations over the Blue Jays.
Look,
so
again, this has nothing to do with the Astros. Nothing to do with the Astros. I think the Astros are a better team than everybody in the American League. I think the Astros have the best pitching staff in the AL, and I think they have an offense that's suited for the playoffs that's going to step up in the playoffs.
If they have the best pitching staff, then why are you worried about the Blue Jays pitching
staff? I've told you over and over again. I don't know what you aren't hearing. The fact that the Major League Baseball playoffs are a crapshoot is what worries me. That you can literally lose to anybody in baseball over a five-game series. The Astros have been swept by the Oakland A's this year. This rendition of the Astros has been embarrassed by some of the worst teams in baseball over the course of a series. All it takes is three losses in your series and your season is done. It takes three losses in a coin flip sport. That's what I am scared of.
I'm curious if Jeremy represents Houston here. And not that you're wrong for feeling that way either way.
I have buddies who have that exact same mindset, if not even, maybe even worse.
You hang out with some really smart people.
I just, like I said, lifetime Houstonian, I get the scars, I get the pain, and I get why you don't really trust until it's actually happened. I'm just willing to look at the track record of the Astros since 2017 and look past those scars because they've proven the ability to be different than the past Houston teams that have let us down.
I don't disagree with you.
I'm still not trading a first, the Texans first specifically to make the World Series.
Not unless you're actually guaranteeing a World Series win.
But I do think 4965 has a good point on the text line. He says, we're watching football, but not the Texans.
I think it's fair for a lot of people.
If your team sucks, it is the most, I mean, this is obviously person by person, but general population, it is the sport where it is the most fun to watch teams that you're not necessarily invested in.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have to sacrifice your team being good in football at the expense of them being good in another sport, while I'm not on that side, I get it.
That's the sport to do it. The NFL is the only sport in the world that's national. Every other sport's not national. NBA tries to be, they're not. Major League Baseball is regional. College football is regional. You care more about your team than you do really the national scene. I'd say that it could be a little bit national compared to baseball, maybe compared to NBA, but the NFL is the only sport where you have national interest all the time.
Yeah. I mean, as another fan who's basically had no success at all with my football team, I would give so much to have it. But no matter what, I will watch the sport.
Yeah.
And that is a fair point.
Red Zone Channel on a Sunday. Doesn't beat that. 8437. I'm willing to give up both first rounders to guarantee that the Astros get to the World Series.
I am curious, BMAC, would you give up the Browns pick to make the World Series?
Just that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be a lot more open to
it. I have to know where that pick is, though, before I make that.
You don't know. You've seen so far.
No, I don't think so, because we're still I don't think the Browns are making the playoffs, so we're still talking about, a top 16, top 18 pick? You're still talking about getting players that should, in theory, start for you day one and be Pro Bowl caliber players.
I think that's where I can meet you in the middle.
You're willing to go that far?
My problem is you're going to have a chance at a franchise quarterback, and that changes the watchability of your team no matter how good you are.
I don't deny that. I'm willing to sacrifice.
And I'm not. I am willing to sacrifice the additional piece that you're going to get. I'm not willing to sacrifice the potential franchise quarterback.
But, I mean, around where the Texans would pick with that Browns pick, they've gotten guys like DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, you can
guys
get some
like
special players,
can change
no doubt.
The watchability of an offense and a team
not
as well.
A quarterback, though.
Of course not. I'm just saying, unless you're guaranteeing me the win, if you guarantee me the World Series win, I'll trade you the entire Texans draft.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I would too.
But if we're not guaranteeing a win, and I still have if you have reservations against the Blue Jays and the Mariners, where are your reservations against the Dodgers and the Mets? So if you're not guaranteeing me that win, I'm still probably setting myself up for heartbreak, and I'm not trading anything.
713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Let's head out to the HRMP listener line. Pena wants to get in here. Pena, you're in the Hive for the Killer Bees. What's going on, Pena?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So for the first time, I find myself having Jeremy's back on this. I would trade the pick. I'm not really much for the Texans, so I probably count it out. But the five-day layoff scares me a lot more than the ALDS and the ALCS, but I would take a World Series L over ALDS and the ALCS L any day. Thank y'all. Have a great day.
It's a good point, Pena, about the five-day layoff. Like, it brings in the conversation of rust versus rest.
It's something I had, in the initial planning for today's conversation. Like, do you worry about that? Because I do. And I think it helps that you have a team that has had so much recent postseason success. You trust their ability to turn it up when the time comes, but I don't love it.
713-780-ESPN. Would you trade the Texans first for the guaranteed trip to the World Series 6767 says, I'd sacrifice the Houston Texans to make it to the World Series. Keith from L.A., Houstonians willing to bury the Houston Texans for a World Series. Are you guys that desperate for a championship?
Yes.
Yeah, the answer is
from L.A. He just got one. He's had a bunch of them.
The Dodgers, I think, are equally desperate as the Astros are.
I just meant they just got a football one. Like, as a city, they just won a championship.
Yeah. Are the Rams an L.A.
That's
team?
That is totally
Are the Rams
fair.
An L.A. team?
No, not really.
I think the Dodgers are in the same boat as the Astros, to be quite honest with you, in terms of, like, desperate for a baseball championship. Look, I disagree with the notion that the Dodgers have a fake championship. That year, to win the championship was the hardest postseason in baseball history to navigate. I don't like the whole, like, 60-game season, that doesn't really count. They had the most difficult playoff, and they won it. I disagree with the whole asterisk L.A. Dodger thing.
I don't think they're quite as desperate, just because it's more recent. So, regardless of what the national media says, you have the feelings of winning a championship more recently. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's probably comparable.
713-780-ESPN. Would you trade the Texans' first pick to guarantee a trip to the World Series? 713-780-3776. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Talking sports with you, not at you. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Usually when the Astros play a day game, we always lie about when they're actually playing that day game. Wouldn't have had to lie today. Brendan Riley in for Joel Blank. He's out with some family for the next couple of days. Brendan will be back tomorrow. Astros regular season finale today. A little different look to the lineup. No Jose Altuve. He went 3-for-3 yesterday. He's hitting 300 on the nose. Jake Asman with us as well. The Astros are sitting Jose Altuve today. You okay with that?
I'm fine with it.
I'm okay with it. End of conversation?
I mean, I'm not super invested in it one way or the other. I mean, you already have such a long rest that it's. I don't know that you need to do that.
But no.
I get letting him keep the 300.
I don't think there's much difference between 5 and 6 day rest. Like, at that point, it's just an extended rest.
Sure.
I don't think there's much difference between the two.
I guess what I would say is, does he care?
I think if he cared, he'd be in the lineup today.
No, well, I was saying the other way around. Does he want to protect that 300?
I think so.
And if that's the case, I'm fine with
it. I think so. I think he would like to have the 300 associated next to his name. He hadn't hit 300 in a decent amount of time. Let me look.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
First time he's hit 300 since 2018.
Honestly, if it's meaningful to him, it's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, me too. Totally fine with Jose Altuve not in the lineup today. What do you think about that, Jake?
I'm worried about you, Jeremy. I'm worried about you.
He's clearly been listening to the last few minutes.
You sound awful.
I know.
You should not be working right now.
I thought you were worried about his, like, Astro stress.
No, I mean, look, welcome to the playoffs. You take the stress of the playoffs over not having your team go to the playoffs any day of the week. That being said, I'm worried about you health-wise. Yeah. Joel's not here, and I feel like you're doing too much right now.
Yeah, you should be worried about me.
Putting the show on my back. What can I say?
I feel like tomorrow we should get the Brendan Riley experience featuring BMAC. You need a day.
I'd rather not take a day.
We only got no days off.
Less than two months left in the year.
That's true.
I don't need you taking a day, but... Mm.
Yeah, probably. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
TBD.
I got more radio to do this evening, so I'll let you know how I feel after that. Yeah, I'll let you know how I feel after that.
You got
to
go on, like, short-term IR. I mean, the playoffs are starting soon. I mean, what are we doing here?
I know. If you want to get me off until next Wednesday.
This is an HR violation, Brendan. I blame you.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, what?
Me too.
I didn't even know anything. He said early on in the show that he didn't love his voice, and he sounded fine until, like,
it's gotten worse.
12:40. Yeah, around 12:45, I was like, oh, I hear it.
It's gotten worse.
Is there tea in that cup?
How was I supposed to know? How was I supposed to know that he wasn't ready to go?
I said that.
This isn't a Tua situation. Yeah, you said it in show.
The independent, what is a throat doctor called? Do you know, Jake? If anybody knows, it's Jake Asman.
Yeah, throatsman, I believe.
I don't think that's
our independent throatsman said I was good to go. He put me in. I don't know why. I'm not sure why he did that. Jake, I think you just answered the question. But if you're if you're a Houston sports fan, would you trade the Texans' first pick, their own, which very likely could be the top pick of the NFL draft, would you trade that to guarantee the Astros make the World Series?
No shot. And if you would trade that, I don't think you're that big of a Texans fan to begin with.
Because
I would trade away the number one pick in the draft where there's expected to be maybe two or three potential franchise-changing quarterbacks coming out. You can't trade that away to go to the World Series. You promised me they win the World Series. If you're an Astro fan, you get an untainted championship. Hell yeah, I'm doing that. But you're just telling me you're going to get to the World Series? I've seen that in 19. I saw that last year. I can't trade away the number one pick in the draft.
I'm doing it, and I love Will Levis, too.
Jake, can you imagine? You trade the first pick, the potential franchise quarterback, to go to the World Series, and you lose that World Series.
I mean, it's a risk I'm willing to take.
I wouldn't do it.
I think it would be the single biggest heartbreak in sports history.
They're going to go to the World Series anyway.
Oh, come on. You're saying that as a Yankee fan. You're trying to reverse jinx this whole thing.
No, the Astros are going to go back to the World Series. I'm not trading away the number one pick in the draft.
I absolutely would.
No way.
I am very curious how much of Jake saying that so confidently is being a Yankees fan.
I mean, I've said it all year.
100%.
I've said it all year. But I've been consistent.
You're consistently a Yankee fan.
No, picking it, I get.
But what does that have anything to do with evaluating who I think will go to the World Series? Wouldn't I want to pick the team I root for? That doesn't make any sense.
No, but like the reverse psychology of it.
I'm not even doing reverse psychology. I just call it how I see
it. I'm not even saying that. I'm saying the stress of it. Like, as sports fans, we all have scars. And I think it's very easy when you get into the playoffs to just naturally lean to, my team isn't going to be able to do it. Whether it's because you don't think they're good enough, or it's like Jeremy, you think it's the equivalent of a coin flip. I think it's very easy to let those scars affect the way you feel about things.
But it depends on the team we're talking about. The Astros have a pedigree of winning. They've been the best team in the American League over the last 5 years. They've been to the ALCS seemingly five straight years, right? And they've been to the World Series three times since 2017. So I feel pretty confident in saying, I think they're going to get back to the World Series.
History never equals the future, though. History never equals the future.
Oh, they're the favorites to do it. I'm not trading away the number one pick in the draft.
Let's flip it to a Jets-Yankees perspective. Would you trade the Jets' first round pick? I'm assuming they only have their own. They don't have anybody else's.
Just theirs.
Would you trade the Jets' first round pick in 2023 to guarantee the Yankees reach the World Series?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm a football fan. If you're a real Texans fan, you're not trading the first pick in the draft.
I think you have the football fan aspect, I don't think is relevant. Because if you're a football fan, you don't have the necessary, like, the one tie to one team. You like football, just generally speaking, you like football.
But I like my team, and football is my favorite sport. So I'm not trading away the number one pick if I'm a Texans fan and I need a quarterback.
Brendan said that Brendan actually went the other way. He says, I would tell you that this means that you're not much of an Astro fan.
Well, that's specifically because I believe that you should think the Astros are going to make the World Series. I think that should be the expectation.
Right, and I just...
World Series or bust. I mean, they got to do better than just get to the World Series. It's a failed year if they don't win the whole thing.
Which is why I'd be willing to give up the first pick to guarantee that I get there. A five-game series in baseball, 55% chance to win that series.
I think
a seven-game series in baseball, 55-60% chance to win a World Series. The top team in baseball every single year is closer to 50%, the best team, than the NFL and the NBA. Like, this breeze to get through the playoffs in baseball, it doesn't exist. Brendan did the research. 105-win teams in baseball year in, year out don't have good postseason success. Why? Because the baseball playoffs are a complete crapshoot.
Well, it's a little different now, though, because we're talking about a bye being incorporated into it. So we're going to have to see over time how big of a difference that makes. I think it's a big deal. The Astros get the rest and get to set their rotation.
And it might not, there could be negatives to it because the rest could be part of the problem. There could be the rest.
At the end of the day, you still have to win a best of five. You still have to win a best of seven.
But if you're a real Texans fan,
I respect that point of it.
My whole point is, I'm not trading away the number one pick in the NFL.
I think that's accurate. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I respect that opinion. I think that opinion is right. I think if you view the Astros and the Texans on par with one another, I think you probably don't do that. I think there's a lot of apathy towards the Texans right now in this city, where the city's fandom to the Texans has lowered, whereas the Astros have been playing really well. It has climbed. It is up. So a lot of people in the city, I wouldn't say all, maybe it's close to 50-50, because the Astros are rising and the Texans haven't been, that they would be willing to sacrifice the worst franchise for the better franchise in the city.
Now, Jake, I think there's a ton of branches to this question, because I also wouldn't give up the Texans pick. I would very seriously consider giving up the Browns pick.
Yeah, I'd be more open to that.
Because you can still try and get that franchise quarterback, and it's not like you don't have other picks. It doesn't hamper the watchability of this team next year the way giving up the first pick would.
If it's the first pick, I'm not doing it. If it's like the Browns and they have like the 18th pick, all right, that's a little different. But the first overall pick, when I need a quarterback, when this team's been unwatchable for 3 years now, and I could get Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud and resurrect my franchise.
Levis. Stop mentioning Stroud and Young and not mentioning Levis.
The problem with Levis is he puts mayo in his coffee. I'm having a tough time getting past that. But all right, you want to include Levis in the conversation? Fine. I'm not trading away. If I'm a true Texans fan, I can't give that up to go to the World Series. You promised me it's a championship. I think that's a different category.
I'm not the only one with this opinion. We've seen the text line. It's pretty split 50-50. I think that the reason people have the thought that they would do that, because what you said is accurate. There's no denying that. You have an opportunity to draft a franchise quarterback. If it's not a franchise quarterback, it's Will Anderson, who's a franchise defensive end, edge rusher. It's so beneficial for the franchise to have that pick. But I feel like as we kind of look more than just surface level of this conversation, that the city has so much apathy towards the Texans currently. And look, they love the Astros right now because they're winning at a very high level, and they crave another World Series win so much because of what happened in 17, we found out about in 2019, and they wanted to silence all the doubters, right? So they're willing to kick the other team while they're down, the Texans, for the benefit of the team that they currently like more. If you're looking at the Texans and the Astros at level playing field, I completely agree with what you said. And look, I love Will Levis. So, this isn't me just willing to surrender the number one pick. I'm not doing it kind of haphazardly.
When I was trying to come up with this question, I was trying to figure out what the line is that would be difficult
for Jeremy.
What a
radio mind you are for coming up with this question.
Well, thank you. But I was trying to think of what the line is that would be tough for Jeremy. And when I brought up this one to him, he was so confident that he would absolutely trade the pick. I was like, okay, we have to have this discussion. Because I think you're crazy to do it that easily. I thought it would at least be a challenge.
And I love Will Levis.
Do you put mayo in your coffee?
I haven't, but for Will Levis, I would.
Yeah, you just put mayo in your tea, because you really do. As soon as you're off the air, I kid you not, you got to just be pounding green tea between now and...
We got some spiced chai with a little bit of honey here.
Yeah, I mean, you're the play-by-play guy, so I defer to you on what to do to fix your voice, but...
This is the way to go.
You should be on short-term IR. I still stand by that take.
I don't know if I appreciate you saying that or not. I don't know if that's a...
You want to come in and do the show with me tomorrow, Jake?
So I really don't?
You might be talking your way into 7 hours of radio, Jake. You better be careful there.
Look, if they pay me, I'm happy to come in. But I got to be paid.
Money talks. Okay, Carlos Correa.
I'm a Dior store, whatever Correa says.
What's coming up on the wheelhouse today?
No BK today. It's officially Yom Kippur. Speaking of guys that don't work, my God. No, just kidding. Happy Yom Kippur to all those who aren't listening because it's Yom Kippur. Anyway, Cody's here. We're going to talk plenty about the Astros, go kind of through some of the playoff matchups. We're going to talk plenty about the NFL and kind of start to look ahead to the next week. A couple good guests that join us as well. College football with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN and our weekly segment at 5:30 with Mike Florio. So it should be fun.
Florio always good. Rittenberg really good. Really good in the college games. Going to do it for us. Thanks to BMAC pinch hitting for Brendan. Brendan pinch hitting for Joel. I'm Branham. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. The Wheelhouse is next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.